You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
It's Bell Joseph Hughes, and his expeditions. Yes, yes, yes.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. This is Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. It's so great to have your company. Adventures of Joseph is all about places I've been and seen in the week. And with me is my colleague Freddie.
Hello.
And two new guys.
Hello.
Hi, it's Martin here.
And introduce yourself.
And Winston, hello, how are you, Joseph?
Martin and Winston, here for the first adventure, so you better make it a good one, Joseph. What's happening this week?
It's so great to be here, and my adventure was from the 29th of August, Bank Holiday Monday, the 29th of August.
Not in your carnival?
When I went out with a friend of mine, whose name is Mark. Oh. And Mark is actually Adam's brother-in-law.
Hang on. Who's Adam? Another friend of yours. I know this Adam. The oft-mentioned Adam.
And Adam is another friend of mine who comes to my house quite a lot. And Mark is his brother-in-law.
So what did you get up to?
And I went out. I met Mark first at Halston Station.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Bakerloo line to Wilston Junction.
Yeah.
We got the London Overground from Wilston Junction to West Brompton.
Uh-huh.
We got the District Line.
I knew you were going to say that.
We got the District Line from West Brompton to Wimbledon. And at Wimbledon, we went inside a restaurant, inside one of those stores where...
What, was it a restaurant or a store?
A restaurant.
Paint a picture. What was this place like?
It's a bit like the British Home Store. It's a shop that sells clothing and other accessories. And the restaurant was on the third floor.
Wasn't Marks and Spencer's, was it?
No.
No, right.
Was it John Lewis?
No.
Was it British Home Store?
No. It was similar to British Home Store.
Right. Wimbledon's.
In Wimbledon.
Okay.
And we went inside a restaurant on the third floor in a store like Butcher's Home Stores, and we bought our meal. Mm. It was a baked potato with chicken.
Delicious.
And we bought a mug of tea each. Yeah. Mark and me had the same meal and the same mug of tea each.
What tea did you drink?
Ordinary tea.
Ordinary tea.
With two sugars.
Two sugars? What?
Yes.
Yeah. Sets you up for the adventure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That was the restaurant. And then we walked about Wimbledon after that to see the shops, cafes and takeaways. And we went inside, wait for it. Freddie would love to hear this.
Will I?
In Wimbledon, we actually went inside Greg's, the baker's.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not the most exciting thing I've ever heard, but I'm pleased you went inside.
Are you a bit of a fan?
I'm a big fan of Greg's. Well, Joseph knows I don't mind a sausage roll and a donut every now and again.
Yeah.
And we went and set Greg's the biggest to buy a cream donut each. Then after that, we walked down to Donald Road near to Wimbledon to catch the Croydon tram link from Dundonald Road to Reeves Corner in
Where's
Croydon.
Where's Reeves Croydon?
In Croydon.
I've never been, so what's it like down there?
And it's a place where there's lots of churches. There's a Pentecostal church. There's the Croydon Minster. On the same corner. And there's also another Pentecostal church called New Life Croydon. And Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, Croydon.
Croydon's got Christ.
So Reeves Corner, we got the tram to Reef's Corner. Then at Reef's Corner, we got the other tram from Reef's Corner to Elmer's End, which is near to Croydon and Beckenham.
Okay.
Then we got the South Eastern train.
Oh, my word.
Jeez.
And at Elmer's End, actually, at Elmer's End, at Elmer's End, we got this, we went inside, we went to look inside Tesco Extra.
So all that travel to go to Tesco. Right.
Tesco in Elmer's End.
I'm sure it's a special Tesco.
And then at Elmer's End, we got the South Eastern train from Elmer's End to Hayes in Kent, which is near to West Wickham. Then at Hayes, at Hayes, we got the 119 bus from Hayes to Coney Hill Baptist Church. And that's where we spent our afternoon. Oh,
wow. Did you? Inside the church?
To meet with the pastor there, who is also a friend of mine and a friend of Mark's.
So how come you went? So you went to just have tea with the pastor?
And just to, just to talk with him and to, and just to see how he's getting on.
How was he getting on?
He's very well.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
And he said he's very well.
Down on Coney Hill.
Coney Hill Baptist Church
busy?
In West Wickham. And it was fairly quiet, not busy. And after that, we actually walked back down. We got the 353 bus from Coney Hill Baptist Church all the way to Orpington in Kent, which is in zone 6. And in Orpington, and that 353 bus goes through nice areas that I think I should explain.
Are you sure you should explain? Because we are running short on time. Let's get to the... Should we not get to the highlight of the adventure? Or is it these leafy areas?
Yeah. What was the best part of the day?
And we got off at Orpington and we saw the Crofton Roman Villa.
I knew it because I got a video sent to me of this bit. That's where I knew you were ending up here.
Right.
But it was closed. You sent me a video of you standing outside the Crofton Roman Villa reading me the opening times.
Yes.
But the door was shut.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yes.
All that for...
It was closed at the time, but... Or it will be good to go there when it is open, because it's meant to be a good place to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And after that, we got the slow southeastern train from Orpington to London Victoria.
Okay.
The slow train, because usually it's a fast train from Orpington, but this time it was a dead slow train.
And then back to Harleston.
Boy, and it took long, not so fast.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses, listener. Hold your horses. Not so fast. And when we got off at London Victoria, wait for it. Can you believe this? We got the Southern Service train, the Southern Railway from London Victoria to Clapham Junction.
Oh my God, you actually went back on yourself.
And then we got
up and down.
And we got the South Western train from Clapham Junction to Surbiton.
Surbiton?
Surbiton in Surrey.
London.
Yeah. Near to Hampton Court Palace.
Indeed, yes.
And we got off at Surbiton, and then we got the 71 bus from Surbiton to Kingston upon Thames.
Beautiful, that.
Wait for it. At the 65 bus from Kingston upon Thames to Richmond.
So many buses.
You've seen here because I don't even know these areas.
And in Richmond, we went inside McDonald's to buy our strawberry milkshake.
Very good.
Then from Richmond, we got the 65 bus.
Do you have small, medium, or large?
Large.
Of course.
Treating yourself.
Yeah.
Then we got
you needed it. You deserve it after that. You know that long.
Yeah.
That's right.
Journey,
we got the 65 bus from Richmond to Ealing Broadway, the 207 bus from Ealing Broadway to Acton, and then the 266 bus home.
Oh.
And that's where I saw Freddie outside.
You did?
When Freddie, because
you saw me on the street. What was it like? Joseph.
Freddie on the street.
Notting Hill Carnival. Notting Hill Carnival after party.
The after party in Harleston, the high street where we live, was filled with people. The bus was going. Yeah. I was just standing there soaking up the atmosphere. And then Joseph, I didn't realise Joseph was going by on a bus.
Yes, wow. That's right. Oh, yeah, the Freddie didn't realise that I was going by on the 266 bus. But I was, and I saw Freddie from outside and just soaking up the after party of the Notting Hill Carnival. And also, that was a terrible thing. That bus was terrible because when it came to Halston, before I saw Freddie, it stood still for a long time. Because a carnival lorry, was standing in its way.
Yeah, standing in its
and
way.
It took a long time.
It took
time.
Ages. There were so many people on the street. Everything was terrible, moving slowly. Really. It was fun. So, Joseph, that's your adventure.
That's my adventure this week. And now it's over to my colleagues. Mm. Winston.
Yes.
What was your adventure this week?
My adventure? I moved house this week.
Oh, that is an adventure.
Yeah, big adventure. So I moved out of Russell Square, where I used to live, packed up all my stuff and moved to Old Street. That's where I am now.
Very good.
Wow. Very exciting.
What made you move?
School, because graduated.
Oh, right.
Our tenancy has expired, so...
One student residence to another.
Indeed, yes.
How many people are you sharing with?
I'm sharing with 4 other people.
Is it messy?
Not yet, because they haven't moved in yet, so it's still... you can still see the floor. You
have a TV and Netflix and all that?
Not yet, we haven't set that up yet.
Yeah.
We have one pot. Yeah. We have one pot at the moment. So
right, okay.
One pot.
Okay, I get it. That's it. Right. I thought that was slang or something.
No. In the kitchen.
That's what all the cool kids are doing now.
Literally just have one pot. Yeah, okay. All right.
But yes.
Yeah.
That was Winston's adventure for this week. Now it's over to Martin. Martin, what was your adventure this week?
This week I actually went to a new bakery in Turnham Green.
You a fan of baking? What
was it? A bakery.
Oh, okay.
So I went there and had a spinach and feta roll. That was still piping hot from the oven.
Oh, wonderful.
As well as yes, it was. It was really warm. As well as a chocolate croissant.
Had you gone to Turnham Green just to go to this bakery?
I had to go there for a site visit for work. So I thought, why not treat myself to get my Wednesday morning started and a nice sort of coffee as well. So it was very exciting. I would highly recommend it. I think it was called, like, Gale's Bakery.
Oh, yes.
Artist Gale's... Artisan Bakery.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
There's one in Camden.
Yeah, there is. There's a few around the place. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, recommended. So that was probably it was a nice adventure. So
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that counts.
Yeah.
I've got an adventure. My girlfriend passed her fiver of her PhD yesterday, so
fantastic.
I'm now dating a doctor.
Oh,
so that's
good.
Wow. And we went out for a few drinks last night, so it wasn't actually that much of an adventure, but it was an adventure for her.
Yeah.
So that's about
big
it.
Day,
life
day.
As usual, otherwise. So,
yeah, good stuff.
Yes,
wrap it up.
So that's right. That was Adventures of Joseph and Co. for this week. And let's try for next Saturday and have another Adventures of Joseph and Co. because I would love to do that this week coming.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And I believe the rest of us would love to do that again this week.
Definitely.
So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues Freddie,
goodbye.
Winston,
thank you,
and Martin,
it was a pleasure.
Till the next time, to all of you wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.